Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the music is over. I guess I have to speak. I hope you guys can hear me. This is Stan Kestrel, and I'm doing a little test show today to let you know what's going on. I'm going to be involved with another little network here on BTR. It's called The Medium's View, and it's led by one of my teachers and good friend now, Gloria Wiegand. Gloria runs the Spirit Education Center and Sanctuary in Effort, Pennsylvania. And I've been going there for over 2 years now, almost once a week, sometimes more, to work on my mediumship, among other things. We do meditation up there. We walk a labyrinth. She has a beautiful labyrinth out back that we walk, and we get a lot of great things going on up at Gloria's. I am now certified. I'm a certified medium now, and I call myself a certified evidential medium and naturalist messenger. The naturalist messenger is going back to my animal days, of course, and I won't forget all my friends. So they're with me, too. I hope that you guys follow us along. There are links up above. If you look into the description of the show, there's links for the Medium's View and for the Sanctuary's website, which is www.secas.biz. So check that out. We're also up on Meetup. We have a bunch of Meetup things going on. Voices on the Mountain. If you click on that, if you're in our area, we have meetups going on. And also, we do meditations at a place called Ozzyology. Don't ask me to spell Ozzyology. But that's on meetup, too. That's in Luzerne, Pennsylvania. In fact, we're going there tonight for our weekly meditation. It's actually a hair salon, guys and girls. So you can get your hair done, you can get your nails done, and after that we have a great meditation. They're really nice people over there. Okay, I'm going to go over a lineup now a little bit. I hope you liked Romina's song, I thank her for that too. I'll play more as time goes by. But I only have that one downloader right now. We're going to have a list of different people doing shows on Medium's View. First one up here that I've got written down is Lori Gilrain Diltz. Lori's going to have a show evenings starting in July. We don't have the dates yet, but I think it might be the second Wednesday. There's different dates for all these people. If you just follow the Medium's View, you'll get them. But Lori's really great. She's an evidential medium. She's going to be doing meditations, Evening Meditations with Lori is the name of her show. So that's the first on our list. And on the list, starting shows in August, we're going to have Terry Oz. And Terry is the one who runs with her partner, Ozzyology. And her show is going to be titled Signs from Spirit. Terry is just terrific. Oh, Lori is too. They both are. Terry does mediumship, and she has great psychic ability. Everybody that gets readings from Terry is just amazed of what she can tell you. Terry and I sort of read each other at times, and she picks up things that nobody picks up about me, and I pick up things that nobody picks up about her. It's kind of fun, but out of the blue, we'll just mention something, you know, and it'll work. The third one on my list is going to be by Danielle Capelli. And Danielle is just wonderful. She got her mediumship certification last year. And she's a very lovely young lady. And she's going to be talking in her shows about indigo and crystal children and about embracing their journeys. How the crystal and indigo children are, let's say, a little bit different. I don't know. Who's not different? But she'll be talking about those, okay? That'll probably be in September, and tentative date is the first Tuesday in September. We also have another person, Rebecca McGunlin Gruber. Rebecca is also a terrific medium. She works up at the center also, and she's going to be talking about spirit messaging through inspirational writing. I want you to understand, each one of these shows is going to be a little bit different than some of your normal fare. We've got quite a lineup here, and great people. Every one of them are just terrific. I'm glad and hopeful that you all join us for these shows. We've got another one here. Roseanne Turek, who is also a medium, she's going to be working with angels. She is just the best person. If you talk about any angel, she leads our angel prayers. She runs classes on her own at Stonehenge Gardens down in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. I go down there quite often also. So Roseanne has started her shows already. You might be able to catch one or two on archives if you go in there. So look for her, and she's marked down as second Wednesday. So Roseanne's shows will be already going on, but she'll be back next month. There's one more, I think. Maybe not. But there's going to be more shows going on, and we all are going to do our best to try and enlighten you. I'm supposed to help out a little bit on the technical side and probably sneak a show in there once in a while. What I'd love to do is to start combining the mediumship with the animals. That is something that nobody else really does, that I could find anyway. Animals, of course, in nature give us all kind of messages all the time where we have been doing that for many, many years, and it's sort of ready to be combined. At a recent gallery testing that I did, I was asked at the end of the gallery to start finding the animals, associated animals and different things in nature associated with different people in the gallery audience. And people came up to me after and said, oh my God, that was me. That's what's going on in my life. So the animals and nature do know what's going on. And we hope that we can continue with that too. All right, that's sort of the list. I was hoping Gloria was supposed to call in to talk about it a little bit more, but I don't see any calls on here from her. I do have a couple other callers. Why are you going to cry, Free Spirit? I don't know. Oh, there's my phone. I've got different phones here, and that one I'm going to ignore. I'm sorry, I can't shut them all down with size, sound, I mean. So that one I'm ignoring. Please bear with me. This is only a half-hour show, so I don't know how much times we'll be able to get to animal messages. I just wanted to let you know what was going on and try and tell you what's happening in my life. I have been away from Blog Talk for a couple of years now, I think. But I was looking back and looking at some of my old shows, and gosh, I can't believe so many people listen to them. It's amazing. I got shows at archives with like thousands of listeners, and I was like, where are these people from? Who are they? It's really nuts, you know, to think that a thousand people listening to my show, I can't believe it. But anyway, I'm glad I do have a little group in chat, and I'm going to mention you guys now. I have a couple guests in there, first of all. Guests, if you want to sign up for BTR, it's real easy. Just say you want to become a member, I guess you would call it. It's free, and then you'll be able to get a username and, of course, participate in our chat room. But I do have a few people in chat. First of all, Deb, heavenly heathen, but she's not really a heathen, believe me. I know Deb for a long time. She's there. Free Spirit 555 is an old friend of mine, and I'm glad she made it in. And also Sylvia. Sylvia I've known for a long, long time, too. So I thank you guys for coming in and helping us out with this little show today, and I appreciate it, really do. I hope that you will start listening to our programming once we get going. It's taking a little time. One thing about it is they're all mediums. All these people are mediums and really good psychics too, some of them. But these shows are going to be a little bit more educational. They're going to be a little bit more helpful to you in learning. They're not going to be so much call in to get a reading, call in to get a free reading. There are plenty of shows doing that. And Gloria, who is running this thing, sort of wants to shy away from that. She's a teacher. She works up at Lilydale at times. She does workshops up there. She also works with churches in New Jersey. And we're going to be doing some fun things in Jersey, too, by the way. We're going to, on the beach one night, we're going to have a drum circle on the beach. I could probably get you guys more information on that if any of you are in the New Jersey area. I think it's July 18th, but don't quote me on that. But that is coming up. We also have many workshops up at the Spirit Sanctuary, so look for them. Sort of slow down, though, for the summer because Gloria goes down to the shore. But starting up in September, we have people doing Reiki up there every week. We have people doing physical mediumship. Roseanne, in fact, does the physical mediumship. She brings in spirit. We sit around in our little spirit circle, and we have some requests. Believe me, she usually gets a nice group for that. And everybody's sort of in tune. You have to be in tune with that. We have some, like I said, the Reiki sessions up there. So there's a lot going on. The sanctuary link is secas.biz. And it's in Effort, Pennsylvania. So if you're ever in the area, try and get in touch with us up there. And they're usually posted in meetups. So you could find us there, too. CCAS, secas.biz. It's at the top of the introduction to this show. Anybody listening in on archives, if you want to check it out later, you can find out everything that Gloria has going on up there. Okay? Yes. Thank you, Sylvia. She posted it in chat. It's really a great place. Very inspirational. When you go in there, you're surrounded by spirit. There is so much energy in that place. We just love going there. And even people who have never done anything like this before come in there and find out that they have amazing gifts. We get nice classes and nice people. So if you're in the area, look us up and find out what's going on up there. Okay? All right. I do have a caller. And he's an old friend of mine, too. Nathaniel is online. I hope he's listening. I guess I can get to him. I was hoping Gloria would call in and talk to us a little bit. Thanks, Deb, for posting them. But we'll talk to Nathaniel a little bit. It's been a while since I talked to him. Nathaniel, buddy, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Hi, Stan. Good to have you back on the airwaves.
Good. Nathaniel mentioned in Facebook this morning something about the fan club is happy. Well, he used to be a frequent caller and a frequent person in the chat room, and you still hang around with Blog Talk quite a bit, don't you, Nathaniel?
Yeah, you know, I still go on from show to show time to time, I suppose. I used to listen to it, you know, about all day before. I kind of go in through different spurts where I don't listen to it for a week or two and come back to it.
I know. You know what I found out? I'm missing it, too. I'm not on as much as I did. But I'm not seeing many shows in the afternoon like this. There might be. I'm sure there's some good shows out there. But I just might run a longer show in the afternoon once in a while. My problem is scheduling. I'm on crazy schedules. My house has been tore up for months and months and months because I had flooding here in the house. And it's about done now. It's about done. Yeah. So we're almost completed with that with my contractors and things, but there's always more work to do. I still got to move things around. But I just think instead of doing shows at night, that if I go on to the network with Gloria, and it'll be under the medium's view, that the shows would be on maybe in the daytime for an hour or so, in the afternoon, something like that. And the people, if they ever wanted to listen, they can listen in archives. The house is on very high ground, Sylvia. We had a plumbing problem that flooded the house, not a water problem from a river or something, but I'm still flooded, believe me. I had water pouring out from the second floor. Yeah, water's water. The only thing difference is it was very clean water. Everything had to be tore out and dried out, but at least it was clean water. As you get water from a river or a stream or a lake that backflows or something, it's going to be a lot dirtier. So, it's still messy, but at least the water was clean. Okay, Nathaniel, what would you want? You want me to do a couple cards for you just temporarily here to keep the show moving? I have about 10 minutes
sure.
left.
Whatever your intuition kind of goes off to, you know, I'm kind of flexible.
All right. Let's see what Spirit tells us to do. Do you have a brother?
I sure do. I have one twin brother that's passed away for a couple months after birth, and then I have an older brother. And
he's still living.
What's that?
He's still living. The one that's older is
still
living, right?
He's, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But the twin has passed away. I was getting an energy from spirit, and it was telling me brother for you, and I didn't know you had a twin. I'm sorry about that, but this twin is here with you right now, and of course he's probably with you all the time, being a twin. And
you know,
go on. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. I'm just agreeing, you know.
Yeah,
I think mom's with me all the time too, and dad probably, maybe not as much.
Oh, okay. But I was feeling the brother energy. I was getting that from spirit as far as the mediumship side of things. I didn't really, when I'm doing the mediumship, I know Chris asked me last night to come on and talk about it a little bit. I really have to meditate, and I have to concentrate on things. And what I'm going to find hard is working the radio show and doing that at the same time. Maybe at times I could guest on other people's show and do a little bit more mediumship. I am doing it. I do it for people here. But doing it on the air is kind of hard. But I'm still picking up things. Like I said, I didn't meditate or anything today. I didn't really ground myself like I should have to get mediumship views. Even back when I did the other radio shows with the animals, I would pick up things once in a while for people, I remember. And spirit's out there. Spirit's on the other side of the street, and they're waving to us all the time. I talked about my mother in a little Facebook thing the other day about her talking to people on the street. But that's how spirit is. They're out there waving to us constantly, and if we just sit and concentrate a little bit, we can hear them, we can talk to them, and they'll come into view. So your brother did come in. Let me see if I can get a message from him. Let me concentrate. He's talking about your music, but I already knew you were into music. Is there some kind of teaching going on with you? Are you thinking about teaching music, or you give music lessons?
You know,
he's talking about that.
They tell me to teach, you know, either astrology, you know, or whatever, you know. So.
Okay.
I like to, you know, teach people things, you know, if I can. I kind of just do it in the store or meeting anybody. I start, you know, go on.
Right. Well, he's telling me he wants you to try and teach. That's the message I'm getting from your brother. And like I said, I know that's just a little quick thing, but he did come through, and I was feeling that brother energy, and he's telling you to teach either the music or the astrology, but he's just telling me teach. He'll show me an alphabet. You know how we used to go to school when we were kids, we had the slate boards, and they used to put the alphabet up above the slate board?
Capital A, small A.
Yeah, capital A, small A, and all that. Yeah. That's what I was seeing. So he was showing me that. So he's telling me to teach, and that's what I got out of that, okay? So keep an eye out for that. Let me just pull a card or something for you here. Go on.
Is that my older brother or my twin brother?
This is the twin that passed away. This is from spirit.
Okay. James.
Right. Okay, let me just pull. Okay, the card I got for you is the chameleon today. And the chameleon, of course, is talking about your adaptability. He wants you to adapt to different situations, maybe to the teaching, maybe to music, maybe to astrology. I know you're into different things, but he wants you to be adaptable, that you got to blend in with the background when you have to, and you have to adapt to different situations that are coming into your life. Okay?
Okay. Hey, well, thanks.
All right. Thank you, and I'm just gonna pull a couple cards quick for Deb and Free Spirit and our guests in the audience, and
okay.
I do thank you for calling Daniel, and sign up and follow the Medium's You. The link is right there on my description of the show. Okay.
Okay.
That was Nathaniel. Quickly, before the show ends, I want to thank everybody for coming in, and hope this gets a start and you'll find a little bit of what we're doing. But people can listen on archives, too. Deb, let's see what we get for you, hon. Just pick a card out for you. Then I'll get one for our Free Spirit friend, too. Whoop! Deb, your card comes flying out of the deck. Oh, my goodness. And you know how I played Turtle's Heart, Hermina song, Turtle's Heart. I got the tortoise for you, Deb, and he's just telling me that you're a little bit fragmented right now, and he wants you to ground a little bit better. He wants you to ground yourself and take walks in nature. I know that you do like nature and things like that, but he wants you to walk in nature and do that walking meditation. You'll ground yourself a little bit better. It seems like you're a little bit out there. Okay? That did fly right out of the deck. And okay, free spirit. Let's go. Okay. this is a funny card, actually. This is the octopus. And octopus is into grounding, too, because they do ground on the sand and at the bottom of the ocean. They lay at the bottom of the ocean. But what I always talk about the octopus is the fact that it could shapeshift. It's moving that shape as it changes, swimming through the water. And, you know, you could change the shape of the way your life is going. You could change the shape of how you feel. And I think that's the message for you today, to do a little bit of shape-shifting, to change things the way you're going. For the better, I guess. All change is probably for the better. But that's what he wants you to do. Okay, thank you. And for our guest, 563, I'm sorry you didn't sign up, but let's see if we can get a little quick message for you. Okay, this one's very easy. The domestic dog came up. And the domestic dog is talking about you serving too many masters. So, you know, you should serve yourself first. That if you're trying to help this person out, do this for this person, trying to mix things up like that, your whole life will be into doing too many things and not serving the most important person, who is yourself. Okay, guest? 563, I thank you for that. I do know that you you can't type in the chat room. And I'm going to try one more thing, guys. I want to thank everybody for coming. I'm going to play my old song, Voices in the Wind, and The Way Out. And that's the name of the song, and that's the name of the show. Thanks, everybody. Hope you learned something. See us on Medium's View. Okay, Voices in the Wind. Here we go. Take care, everybody. Love you.